Next public hearing is change of zone number 1982, Peninsula Lakes LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, Medium Residential Residential Planned Community District, to an MRRPC, Medium Residential Residential Planned Community District, to amend conditions of approval for change of zone number 1474, which is ordinance number 1572, relating to the requirement to provide a park and ride facility for certain parcels of land allowing and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.2 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Bay Farm Road, which is Sussex County Rep 299, and on the east side of Starling Lane, approximately 0.56 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Rep 24. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 248.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the applicant, we have a copy of the site plan, we have a copy of a letter received from DART within the state of Delaware. We have a copy of the applicant's survey results of the local community, and we have one written comment that has been received and is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. All right, is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, sir, come on up, give us your name. You may have the rough floor.
Good evening, my name is Tim Green. I am the development manager for Peninsula Lakes.
Okay.
I am here on behalf of Penn Lakes LLC, as well as the residents of this community, so their voices can be heard in a matter that is incredibly important to them. As you've just heard, well, maybe you didn't quite hear it, I wasn't quite sure how the introduction was going to go, so I'll basically introduce the concept of this to you. Penn Lakes was approved in 2008 with a condition that a park and ride be constructed on the community at a location determined by DART. Fast forward a handful of years to 2021, and as our development activities moved in the direction of the proposed location for the park and ride, I started receiving a lot of feedback from our residents related to the facility. It was more pushback than feedback, actually. And believe me, the residents came out in droves expressing their concerns for the impacts this park and ride could potentially have on their community. As a result, I reached out to DART, Jared Kaufman in particular, to learn a little bit more about what a park and ride facility really entails and how that might impact their community. But I was really surprised to learn that they were unaware of this condition for the project. And they had no plans to service a facility here at Penn Lakes. So at the request of DART, I reached out to our residents to gather their input via survey in 2021. We surveyed 350 residents to determine if the proposed facility would be supported by them, and the results were very clear and not surprising. They didn't want it. In fact, 95% of the respondents were opposed to it in 2021. And after the most recent survey conducted last week, we had 98% of the respondents didn't want the facility. They cited concerns such as increased traffic, and that was their primary concern. Increased trash, maintenance costs and insurance, loitering, pollution, and the list goes on. Bus service, which I just learned in reading through some documentation from Jared Kaufman at DART, bus service could potentially start as early as 5:15 a.m. and finish by 10:30 in the evening. And this isn't a residential community at the entrance. So you could imagine how well that would be received by the residents. So the residents simply don't feel a residential community like Penn Lakes is an appropriate location for a park and ride facility, especially at the entrance. Additionally, the current design doesn't even comply with DART specifications for a park and ride, so the entire facility would need to be re-engineered. So with this information, Jared Kaufman from DART, he's the fixed route planner, determined that they would not service this facility if constructed. There should be a letter in your packet from Jared with his official determination. If you haven't had a chance to look at that, you might want to read through that. So here we are with an obligation to build a park and ride facility that is not supported by the residents nor DART. If we were required to build the facility by the county, it would be immediately become a vacant parking lot, or even worse, an invitation for unwanted behaviors by non-residents, given its location. And we have had some crime throughout this community in the last few years. But what the residents and the board members do want is more open space for passive recreation and enhanced landscaping. And that is exactly what I'm prepared to do should the condition be removed. Not only will the open space be welcomed by our residents, but the reduction of impervious surfaces is something that we can all get behind. With that, I'm requesting that you all approve our request to amend the conditions of approval for this project to remove condition number 7. Thanks for your time this evening, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions, sir.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I have no questions, thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
That was just passed out. Mm-hmm. It's in the package.
I can confirm that there are 660 units.
Yeah, one moment. No, that's fine. So we've received 259 responses. And we are right around 465 residents at this point. So sorry, I've had a few numbers running through my head today. Yeah, so right around 465.
So did you solicit 100% or just selected 350? That's what I'm trying to get my brain around. It would be a lot easier for
So 100% were solicited. Okay. So 100% of our current residents. So 100% of the 490 or the 465 were solicited. Of those, we received on the second survey, we received 259 responses. Of those 259, 253 of them were opposed to the park and ride.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Got it?
Lex. Okay. Staff, anything from the staff? White House?
Not for me, thank you.
I just have a, I'm sure I was here when this was done.
I'm sure you were.
I'm struggling to remember if there was a particular rationale to why we required that.
My guess, and this is total speculation, was that, because it's not something that the commission would have unilaterally proposed, that it was proffered. And I don't think you all were the original developers, as I recall.
No, I'm the third developer.
Yeah.
And yeah. I believe it was
I'm thinking that it was part of the original. And the thing that is kind of puzzling to me is how, if it was proffered by the original developer, then how is it that we don't have a site plan that shows where it's going to go? Or do we?
We do.
Yeah,
we do have a site plan that was okay. In the packet. Yeah.
Okay, but it's not the plan that you ended up building? Is that the idea?
So it hasn't been built at all.
Right.
But there is a draft site plan.
Well, you made a statement that the whole place would have to be completely redesigned if you were going to do this park and ride. That was the curious thing to me, is that how could that be if it was known from the beginning you were going to have one? Why would you have to redesign the whole thing now?
No, Yeah, maybe I misspoke. The whole place would certainly not need to be redesigned.
Oh, okay.
The area for the parking ride would have to be redesigned.
Oh, okay, well, that I get. Yeah, all right.
So I'm Jeff Harmon with Becker Morgan Group, so this is my legacy project. I've been with Becker Morgan 21 years.
You're the one
working on this project 21
You're
years.
You're the one responsible
I'm
for
the, I'm the one that has the most knowledge of anyone. This project even predates me. 2001-ish was when this project originally kicked off. This is the fourth iteration of the design of the overall subdivision. So it's seen many changes, and you're correct. It was a proffer that was made by four developers ago. This has gone through many hands. So it's just sort of trickled down, and
I'm actually relieved to hear that, because I was struggling to figure out why on earth we would have put that requirement on. But the answer is we didn't do it.
There's a reason for that. I mean, you're right. We wouldn't have put it on unilaterally. But if, as you know, if somebody says they're going to do something, it's going to be stated
and
as a condition.
That's why you're here today,
so
because you said you were going to do it. So now,
well, they didn't, but yeah.
Somebody did.
We get that it's not you or the guy before you or the guy before him or the gal before him or whatever. So,
The other issue is, too, I think it probably also safe to say it doesn't matter what our site plan showed. If it was going to be dedicated to DART for a park and ride, they would come in and completely redesign it, and you know they have their uniform specifications that surely don't meet whatever was on the site plan that was approved.
So, and what you're suggesting is that in lieu of the park and ride, that it would be dedicated to open space and passive recreation. Is that the idea?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional or change of zone number 1982 Peninsula Lakes LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Operators, or anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1982 Peninsula Lakes LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have a caller. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello, my name is Jared Goffman from DART, and I'm here to speak in, support of the amendment, like it shows in the documents.
All right, sir.
So I'm just here to support him.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, okay, anyone else, operator?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one else on the line wishes to speak.
All right, commissioners, any further questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.